Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the San Francisco 49ers and their draft needs before the NFL draft for 2022 is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the 49ers, a very good team last year. They're hoping to improve on this upcoming draft about 2 weeks away from that fateful day for a lot of young college players having their dreams come true. It's going to be interesting to see who they go with. I cannot wait to provide my expert analysis on, I think, who the 49ers should grab and maybe even get them close to the Super Bowl again this year. We'll see.
Yeah, and Logan, I know that I join the rest of our audience listening live on our program or over on our podcast in saying thank you for all those in-depth analyses. The reason that we come every single week into the homes and into the ears of our listeners and watchers is so that we can provide that amazing depth, that analysis, and keeping it on the field all day long about NFL, college, and all of the world of football. So we just want to say thank you so much for all of your great analysis each week. And for our audience watching and listening, thank you so much for tuning in to us. You know, as we've been doing this for years now, that we bring you amazing podcasts every single day. We bring you incredible live videos multiple times per week, and we are here for you. We are reliable as a clock, so you can stay with us. We are going to get you through every part of the season. So without any more delays from my part, Mr. Logan Landers, San Francisco, what do they need for this draft?
Well, before we get to the draft, Jeremiah, we got to talk about who they've let go in free agency, who they've gained, because that is a big part about who they are going to be able to draft this upcoming season. I'm using overthecap.com as my source, looking at their roster, who they've signed, who they've lost, and who they're still waiting to re-sign potentially. Let's get it going. Cornerback Jason Verrett still waiting for that next contract. Probably one of the bigger losses they had, Laken Tomlinson, their left guard. He is gone. He's going to the Jets out there with Zach Wilson, going to protect him this upcoming season. DJ Jones went to the Broncos. They have gained Charvarius Ward from the Chiefs. They have lost Raheem Mostert, their running back, went to Miami. Quan Williams has also gone to the Denver Broncos, but they picked up George Odom, the safety from Indianapolis. They've re-signed Jeff Wilson, Ross Dwelly. Still waiting. Josh Norman is still waiting for that next contract, potentially trying to keep in his career going for another couple of seasons. Kerry Hyder, the edge rusher, has gotten re-signed. Marcel Harris, Mohamed Sanu, Tart, and Wilson are still waiting for those next deals. Dante Johnson has re-upped with the Niners, the cornerback. Tom Compton, the right tackle, is gone to Denver. Travis Benjamin, wide receiver, waiting for that next deal. Maurice Hurst, the defensive lineman, has re-upped. Arden Key has went to Jacksonville. They have gained Ray McLeod, the wide receiver from the Steel City out there in Pittsburgh. Jordan Willis, the edge rusher, is back again. Hassan Ridgeway has been gained from the Eagles, going to be on the defensive line this year for the Niners. Jared Wilson, the safety, still waiting for it. Jake Brindle, the center, has been re-signed. They have lost Trent Sherfield and Trenton Canyon. Canyon to the Titans, Sherfield to the Dolphins. They've picked up Oren Burks, the linebacker. He was from the Green Bay Packers. Daniel Brunskill, the right guard, has re-signed. They've lost River Carcraft to the Dolphins. Colton McKivitz is signed back again. Kentavious Street has left to go out there in New Orleans, getting some good Cajun food in for the Saints organization. Jermichael Hasty, Juwan Jennings, and those two are both coming back. Richie James have left for New York to the Giants. And finally, we have Alshare, Fowles, Givens. They've all re-upped as well. Darian Daniels still waiting. And finally, their last guy on this list, Kadar Holman, has came over from the Giants, going to be over playing cornerback this upcoming season. So now that I've went through who all they've signed, who all they've lost, let's get into who they should look at for this upcoming 2022 NFL draft, what positions they can help out with. So I think that one of the first positions you can look at, right, the 49ers, like I said, they have a good team already. They really do. I mean, there's a reason they got really close to getting to the Super Bowl this past season. And, I mean, who's to say they can't do it again, right? You know, Jimmy Garoppolo looked like they would be done, and that, you know, he'd be gone. He'd be moving on. Trey Lance would be the future. But, I mean, he's still there. And it looks like they're going to keep Jimmy, if I had to assume, for this upcoming season. I guess they don't think Trey Lance is just quite ready yet for the first round overall pick. And this is why the 49ers do not have a first round selection this upcoming year. Looking at their draft picks, they have in the second round pick 61, in the third round pick 93, also in the third round pick 105, going to the fourth they have pick 134, in the fifth round pick 172, they have three picks in the sixth round, 187, 220, and 221, and finally in the seventh round pick 262. So they have a good amount of draft picks. It's just they're all in the later rounds and none in the first. I think they could package a few if they really, really want to get into that first round. We know they used this year's first round pick to get Trey Lance, so that might be come back to bite them a little bit, honestly. So I think that if they wanted to package some of those later round picks, I mean, you have 3 6-round picks, you can maybe trade your fifth and your fourth. I mean, that might be enough to get you another second or something, and to just increase your value. But with all those picks in total, they can definitely help out their team. And just because that they're going to be drafting guys a little bit later in the draft doesn't mean they're not as talented. They could get a ton of sleeper picks. We've seen guys who might not even go drafted become Hall of Famers. Guys in the sixth round, seventh round have Pro Bowl type careers, and the Niners could easily do that. But on to the positions, I think that they need to look at the offensive line first and foremost. I know it sounds like a broken record, man, but you have to protect your quarterback. You got to protect Jimmy Garoppolo. And with Laken Tomlinson, one of their big guys, out, he has gone to the Jets. I feel like you desperately need to fill that hole in your offensive line for that first pick in the second round. Like I said, they've lost a good bit of guys. I mean, they signed a good offensive lineman who can potentially fight for that job, who can compete in training camps. But I feel that if you get a young guy who's hungry, coming right out of college in that second round, he's going to have something to prove, right? He's going to say, hey, how come I wasn't drafted in the first round? You might have that little bit of an edge to him to try and get him and get a good starting caliber offensive line. So I think that they should go with that for their first overall pick in the second round. Keeping it going, I think the Niners also should look at the cornerback position, someone to help solidify that backfield in the secondary. Like I said, Jason Verrett, he is still without a contract at the moment. He was lost last year, torn ACL, unfortunately. So they're not sure if they're going to bring him back. Like I said, they still don't have a number one corner you can look at and be like, okay, that's our guy. They drafted Ambry Thomas and Lenore last year, but they're still waiting for those guys to develop, and they're not looking like that true lockdown corner you might need. I feel that, like I said, there's plenty of options in free agency still that they can go for, or you can go and get some even more depth, right? And maybe in a couple of seasons, 2 to 3 years perhaps, you can get one of the corners you drafted in this year in the third round or so, and as well as some of the guys they drafted last year. And those could be your cornerbacks for the next 5-10 years. So I feel that if they go with a corner in one of those third round picks, maybe fourth round, like I said, they got plenty of late round picks they can use here, that can even just make the depth even more insane. And that could definitely help out for the Niners in the near future. And finally, I think the next position they should go with, I think edge rusher. Like I said, they already have a very good defensive lineman, just core in general. But I feel that you can get even younger, you can get even better. And if you can draft a hungry defensive lineman, defensive tackle, defensive edge, whatever it may be, you can get someone who in, you know, who you can fit into some schemes. If one of your star players, like a Bosa, wants to take a play off, if he's hurt, maybe have someone you can slide in there and that can really cause some damage. Not someone who's going to be, you know, sitting on the bench for the next couple of seasons and not being productive. You can draft someone now and that you can use for this year going into the next couple of years. And I think that can make the San Francisco Niners just defensive presence even stronger, to be honest. And then finally, I think that one more spot they should go with is the tight end position, obviously as a backup, because we know that George Kittle is their guy, right? But if you can get another dynamic tight end, perhaps someone to maybe pair with Kittle, or just like I said, if they find some plays for this guy they could draft, I mean, that could really help out. It just adds another piece of the puzzle to a very good weapon, to a very good offense that the Niners have. And, I mean, they could go with there's a ton of great tight end prospects they could rock with this upcoming draft. And, like I said, if you go – they have plenty of draft picks they can go with, but I feel like if you focus on the offensive line, if you focus on the cornerbacks, and if you focus potentially, like I said, on another backup tight end, they could also go with another running back perhaps. I mean, there's a ton of holes they could fill here with all these draft picks. I'm just trying to list a few. So I feel like you could really help balance your team this upcoming draft, the Niners can. And I mean, they are looking very good. They're looking like they could maybe make another deep run at it in 2022 into 23. I'm very interested to see where this 49ers organization is going to go this year, because like I said, they're already stacked. And we'll see in about less than 20 days now what they can do at the NFL draft in Las Vegas. It's going to be a good show, and I can't wait to see what the Niners go with.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Absolutely. It's one of those that you know that they're a great team. You know last season that they got so close, and you just want to see if they can keep building and get some great new players in there. Well, if you are watching or listening to our podcast, we want to hear from you. What do you think that the San Francisco 49ers need for this draft season? Put it in the comments in our live video, or if you're listening to our podcast, give us a little review and let us know what you think. You can just jump over there anywhere that you listen to podcasts, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, over on Overcast, or anywhere else that you love to listen, like Stitcher, iHeartRadio. There's a host of amazing, great podcast channels that everyone loves to listen to. So whichever one you love, you can just look up 100 Yards of Football, and we are there for you pretty much every single day with a brand new episode. And that's one of the things we pride ourselves on, is being able to consistently bring you awesome, incredible, in-depth coverage from the football world. And that's just what we do every single week. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for our coverage on the San Francisco 49ers and their draft needs for the 2022 NFL draft that's coming up very soon. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.